Moncrief on News Talk.
Jonathan De Burka Butler joins us once again to bring us stories from other parts of the world. Afternoon, Jonathan.
Sean, how you get on?
Right. Well, this is a story that involves, I suppose, Colombia, though also the US.
Yes. Yeah.
A banana company was paying terrorists, as bizarre as it sounds.
Yeah, that's the headline, yeah. I suppose. One of the best known banana companies in the world, that's Chiquita. And a Florida court has ordered them to pay $38 million to the families of 8 Colombian men who were married by paramilitary death squads during the Civil War there. Let's call it what it was. It was the Civil War, started in the 1960s. And I think officially it's actually kind of still ongoing. But anyway. Most of it happened between the 1980s and into the early 2000s, right? And in the early 1980s, there was a group called the United Self-Defense Forces of Colombia, or the AUC as they were known. They were a kind of, I suppose you'd call them a right-wing paramilitary group that used to protect farmers, right?
Yeah.
That was their ostensibly what they were created for. But over the years, they kind of got into extracurricular activities, shall we say, such as drug dealing and just going around murdering people that they suspected being supporters of FARC and various other left-wing organizations in Colombia, right? And it turns out that between 1997 and 2004. Chiquita were actually paying these people. They paid them the guts of $1.7 million, which is a significant sum back then, still is. They paid them over 7 years, and they admitted to that back in 2007, right? So this has been going on for years, this particular court case,
gosh.
I think 17 years. So they admitted it, but they were never ordered to pay compensation. So this ruling has now ordered them to pay that compensation. So it's an extraordinary decision, really. It jumped out at me when I saw the headline.
Yeah, and were they paying them as a sort of protection money,
okay.
or to do specific tasks? That's
a great question, right? So Chiquita have always argued that it was extorted by the AUC, right, and that the payments were necessary to protect its employees from armed Marxists, from FARC and the like.
Yeah,
and you'd sort of say to yourself, okay, well, look, that's fair enough in a way. It was the law of the jungle, quite literally, back then. But when you dig a little bit deeper, and new evidence that was presented to the courts showed that Chiquita allowed the AUC to use its ports to import rifles and also to use its boats to export cocaine, then, you know, it's not just a case of, okay, we'll pay them a little bit of protection money. They were actually facilitating these illegal activities.
Wow.
So it runs a lot deeper than just paying over the $1.7 million in cash.
My word. Okay, Kenya we're going to go to next, where a policeman has shot a magistrate in a court.
Yeah, this was a case that was happened in Nairobi last week, towards the end of last week. There was a hearing because a woman who was accused of receiving money under false pretenses, we don't know the exact details, okay. She had jumped bail, right? At the bail hearing, it became apparent that she had absconded, and the magistrate in this case, Monica Kivuti, withdrew her bail, right? So she was about to send her back to prison, and I'm sure she has been sent back there. Now, one of the reasons why this woman who stood accused of these taking this money probably thought she could get away with, you know, jumping her bail was that she was married to a police officer, a man by the name of Samson Kipruto, 55-year-old. Samson Kipruto turned up in court with a gun, and when the decision was made, he decided to pull that gun on the magistrate and he shot her. Now, an initial report suggested that she had been shot in the hip, but in fact, it later transpired that she was shot in the chest and leg. Again, initial reports suggested that she was going to pull through if she was taken to hospital, but she actually died on the Friday evening. So this is a 46-year-old woman. She'd been working as a magistrate for 11 years. She's leaving behind 3 kids, one of them an 18-month-old child. So you can imagine that this particular story has really taken off in Kenya and caused massive alarm and put the spotlight yet again on the police in Kenya, who are not a popular organisation as it stands.
Has this policeman been arrested?
He wasn't. He was actually shot at the scene of the court. So there was 3 other policemen there, colleagues of his. They pulled out their guns and they took him out.
Wow.
Extraordinary stuff.
Okay, we're going to go to the UK now. As you know, there's a general election campaign going on there at the moment. There's already been one winner. it would seem that being a native Rishi Sunak.
Yeah, this is Craig Williams. He's an MP in a constituency in Wales. And he is being investigated, or at least there are investigations underway into something that he did. So the Gambling Commission has asked bookmakers to trawl through all substantial bets that were placed on the July election, okay, in the first 3 weeks of May. Because The Guardian came across a story that this individual, Craig Williams, who was a parliamentary private secretary to Rishi Sunak, had placed a bet of £100 at 5-1 that there would be a July election 3 days before the election.
Yeah.
Now, they were asked to comment, both Rishi Sunak and this Craig Williams character, and they both said, oh, we can't confirm or deny whether there was any communications about the date of the election at all. This guy, he won 500 quid. He got the 100 quid that he put down, obviously. So he walks away with 600 quid. As an MP, you get paid £91,000 a year and expenses. Why did he need to place this bet?
Yeah. If it was him, of course, we don't know 100% for sure.
I don't
think
we do, because he's admitted it. And
oh,
we know that he didn't walk into a bookies and do it. This is the great thing about doing it on a digital platform, because you've got to sign up. So now investigations are being launched to see if other people, maybe MPs, who got news of this, has been launched. So it's another beautiful little slip up there by the Tories in their floundering campaign.
Is Craig Williams running for re-election?
He is.
Oh,
yeah,
he'd be a shoe-in, no doubt.
I wonder what odds are on it.
I put money on it, yes. Thailand we're going to go to next. And there was a fire there in a market with terrible consequences.
Yeah, so anybody who's been to Bangkok will know this market. It's the Chatuchak market. It's an open air market. It's open every Saturday and Sunday. It's huge, very popular. It draws about 200,000 tourists every weekend. And there's a portion of the market that has a pet zone. There's a pet zone there, right? Mm. And that's open all week. And as you can imagine, the conditions that the pets are kept in are not great. And they're kept there in cages overnight. On the morning of last Tuesday, a fire broke out and it raged through the market, killed over 1,000 animals, even though it was put out in 30 minutes. So an absolutely tragic event. And obviously it sparked questions from people who look after animal welfare and the like as to why they were there in the first place and the conditions that they were living in.
Yeah, OK, yeah, that is desperately sad. And finally, France, we're going to go to. And I was surprised when I saw this. I would have thought this would have existed, you know, decades ago, but France is only just opening up a cheese museum.
Yeah, now I know you're not a fan of Parmesan, but are you a fan of cheese in general?
Oh, cheese in general. Yeah, I just don't like the smell of Parmesan.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I love cheese myself. Yeah. So this will be one of the first places I'll go when I go back to Paris if I ever get the chance again. This is Pierre Brisson. He's a 38-year-old and he's opened the first Musée du Fromage in Paris. Now, he says he's opened it in Paris because he didn't want to open it in other parts of the country because there might be a regional sort of
beef
going on there. Yes,
exactly.
Pardon
the pun. Yes.
Very good. So he's doing this because he's concerned basically that the discipline is in decline and that the knowledge of cheese making is not being passed along. Now, there's some suggestion that he probably wants to make money as well. He's charging 20 quid per adult and 10 per child to come in, look at demos, do a cheese tasting and the like. But I just thought it was a lovely story and it might be worth visiting. It opened last week. It's got off to a flyer.
Yeah.
It's already getting great Google reviews and the like. And,
I would imagine there's a lot of different sorts of cheeses there.
There's apparently 1,500 different varieties.
Wow. Though you don't know what the smell is like inside this?
Yeah, I'd say it's wonderful, to be honest with you.
It will be interesting. Right, so what things should we look out for in the coming week?
Yeah, a few things to look out for. Boris Johnson turns 60 on June the 19th.
Can you imagine the party?
Yeah, that'd be quite a party. I don't know if they've found a venue big enough to bring all the children in, to be honest with you. June the 20th, summer solstice, obviously, and then grand stretch the next evening as well. It'll be International Yoga Day.
Ah, good point.
Excuse the dad jokes.
Yeah, Jonathan, thanks a million as ever. Jonathan DeVorca-Butler there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.